Mission Network News, 1 minute version for Wednesday, February 2nd, 2005. In 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. The votes are being counted in Iraq, and Christians are still being threatened with violence. The threats aren't keeping them silent, though. According to Sat7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, they started churches, and now a pastor has created a television program that's set to begin broadcasting this month. Sat7 says it's the first Christian program from Iraq to Iraq. And food, shelter, medical aid, and locating loved ones were the critical needs following the tsunami. But that was phase one. Phase two is responding to the spiritual aftershocks. Survivors are being slammed by the recoil of grief and shock. They need hope. The Bible League needs your help in providing Christians with Bibles who can point the survivors to Christ. A $4 gift is all it takes. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. More than 400 short-term mission trips are available at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip to find one that suits you. I'm Greg Yoder.